Bible and turn to 3 John. I figured since RA this year we've talked about the Atrophies back a few months ago, and we talked about Gaius last week, might as well go ahead and talk about Demetrius. Amen. 3 John, verse number 12. The Bible says, Demetrius hath a good report of all men and of the truth itself. Yea, we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. And we pray as we come to this, your message tonight, dear Lord, that you would give me the very things that I need to say tonight. And may everything that we say and do just go to honor and glorify you. May we lift your name up and give it the place that it deserves, the honor, glory, and praise. And we'll thank you and praise you, for it's in Christ's name we pray, and amen. 3 John was written to commend or encourage two men. And it was also written to condemn one man, that being Demetrius. It was written, no doubt, to Gaius, as it says there in the beginning, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius. We know who it was written to, but interpretation or application-wise, let me say, application-wise, we know it was an admonition to the local church. In other words, we're to look at it, we're to see how John was treating not only Demetrius, as we're going to look at him tonight, but also Gaius, and say, okay, this is the example we want. And then we're also to look at Diotrephes and say, okay, we need to watch out for this character. We need to keep our spiritual antennas up and our spiritual radar looking for the ship of Diotrephes and send one of them spiritual missiles at it and sink the thing. Amen? Amen. So, we have these two types of people that are characterized in this little book of 14 verses. And tonight, we want to take a look. I can't really say a close look of Demetrius, probably about as close as we can get, because we don't have a whole lot to go off of. Truth be told, we have one verse. But realize this: not all the time does God name someone. And for God to give us this man's name and us to only find one verse about him speaks volumes to the character of this individual. Out of all the people in the world at that time that could have been mentioned, God speaks of Demetrius. And we know little, but what we do know is worth knowing. And we can learn from him and be able to use it in our lives. We find that previously, remember, John is writing to Gaius, right? He's trying to encourage Gaius. He says in verse 11, Beloved, he's talking to Gaius, Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is, notice it says, of God. He that doeth good is of God. But he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Now, he just got to talking about Diotrephes. And Diotrephes was evil. And the Bible says here that he has not even seen God. He's not only is he not of God, but he's not seen God. But he speaks of someone that is good, that they are of God. And immediately you go to verse 12 and says, Demetrius had a good report. In other words, he's tying Demetrius to good, and that Demetrius is of God. That's a great statement to even start with. John is admonishing Gaius not to be followers of the types of Diotrephes, but he points to a good person. He points to the man, Demetrius, and says, this is one you ought to follow after. Imagine, for all eternity, your name is mentioned once, and it's in the context of people ought to follow that person. Wow, what a testimony. What a statement to give about an individual's life. God says, here is the one you need to follow. You see, there are strong statements in this little book concerning the spiritual state of two polar opposites. You see, Diotrephes on the right side. And you see, Demetrius there on the left. You read from, or excuse me, let's put Diotrephes on the left, because we read left to right. And Demetrius on the right. You see, God's saying this guy is not what you should look after, but this guy is the one you should look after. This guy is not someone that you should follow or even consider following. This guy is the one you want to get close to and stay close to and model your life after him. He hath a good report. This guy, listen, is not ever seen God, and this guy is of God. Thinking about that. That little two-letter word. And how significant is it? He's of God. Demetrius, no doubt, was a saved man whose life was derived and centered around the Lord Jesus Christ. As we take on the physical and psychological characteristics of our parents, the child of God takes on the spiritual characteristics of the Lord. Demetrius had those spiritual characteristics. Diotrephes did not. I believe that many traveling troublemakers today go from church to church, are not even acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want this to be a blanket statement, as all of us can get out of the will of God. And some have the characteristics of Diotrephes when they get out of the will of God. But people who don't love God's people, God's man, and God's church probably fit more into the category of the unsaved or the lost. When you see him traveling all the time. So now let's take a look at Demetrius, if you will, his report card. Now, when I was a young man, back when dirt was formed, kids, we had a grading scale from A to F. From 90 to 100 was an A. From 80 to 99 was a B. From 70 to 79 was a C. From 60 to 69 was a D. And 0 to 60, of course, was, or 59, was an F. These are letter grades, and you knew where you were at in school by the grades that you received. Now, even back further, before dirt was formed, kids, sometimes we had grading cards that had U and S on it. S stood for satisfactory or pass, and U stood for unsatisfactory or fail. That's back when we was in little grades that we had that, and just certain classes and some things that you would get the U and S for. And we look at this, and we see this report card, if you will, of Demetrius. Demetrius was given a good report. In other words, he had a good report card. Let me put it on this kind of scale. If a child's ability to make a B or C, if that's their ability to do it, and they do make that, listen, they got a good report. But if a child's ability is to make A's and they're getting C's, that's not a good report. Demetrius had the ability and he got a good report. Notice what the Bible says here about Demetrius. First of all, there's just 3 points to this tonight. Demetrius had a good report of all men. Think about that. The word all. In other words, the unsaved could not say anything bad about him. The saved could not say anything bad about him. Let me put a third category here. The religious unsaved could not say anything bad about him. The Bible says he had a good report of all men. Listen, the Bible tells us that we should let our conversation be as it cometh or pertaineth unto the gospel. We are to have that good report among men. Listen, people should not be able to look at you and say, hey, that guy does not pay his bills. That guy does not take care of his family like the Bible says. That guy does not do this or that. They ought to be able to say a good report about you. So in this instance, we see that Demetrius, to me, he got an A to all men. And listen, that's the way it needs to be in your life and mine. Even among saved people, he had a good report. What's your report like among men? Where do you stand when people look at you? Do they say, oh, they're always sticking their nose in where it don't belong? They're always butting in. You can never get a word in edgewise. Whatever the case may be. Oh, that person never pays his bills. It's always late or whatever. Listen, there's all kinds of... I've heard a lot of these statements from unsaved people talking about those that claim to be saved. What's your report among men? Demetrius is one you ought to follow after. Now listen, I'm not talking about man worship. We've heard the term preacher worship. That's not what I'm talking about. But we should take people like this and use them as, examples to be able to follow after. He had a good report among men. He's a man that could be imitated. And it would be beneficial for you to imitate him. Not only that, notice what else it says. Demetrius hath a good report among all men and of truth itself. Hey, think about this. When you take a look at the Bible and what the Bible says about what a Christian should be, according to this, the Bible says even truth itself says he has a good report. Wow, what a statement. I mean, you can't make a higher statement about someone than to say truth itself says he has a good report. I mean, you think about that. That would be like saying Jesus Christ would say in the flesh, He has a good report. I have nothing against him. Wow, what a statement. And I mean, you think back to last week when we was looking at Gaius and how God took and put Gaius up and lifted him up and give him a good report, and he's telling Gaius, you need to follow Demetrius. And think about that. One verse that we have. Now listen, don't go running home and type in Demetrius and see Acts pop up, the silversmith. It's a different guy. Okay? There's two verses in Acts that's talking about another man. How many realize there's more than one Demetrius in the world? Okay? That guy was not a Christian. It's a different guy. This guy, God says truth. Listen, when you go to him and you ask him, Demetrius, are you praying? Yes, sir. Jesus taught us that we should always pray without ceasing. I'm a faithful prayer. Demetrius, are you a tither? Yes, sir. The Bible teaches that we're to tithe. We're to be that example. We're to bring the money as God hath prospered us on the first day of the week. And I'm there every week taking care of it. Hey, Demetrius, are you witnessing to people? Yes, sir. I witness to anybody that will listen to me. I'm doing what I can and what I should. Demetrius, are you ever at church? Oh, I'm always at church. Listen, I'm there before the doors open, and I'm there when they close. I'm always at church. I'm always trying to encourage the preacher. I'm trying to edify people and lift people up. I'm always prepared to give a reason for the hope that's within me. The Bible says the truth itself says he has a good report. Listen, he was an example. You know, a lot of people try to go through and talk about all the things they've done to try to make their report look better and better and better and better. But think about being able to be said of you, the truth gives him a good report. And thirdly, and lastly, God's men gives him a good report. The Bible says, and Demetrius hath a good report among all men, and of the truth itself, yea, and we also bear record, and ye know that our record is true. John says, listen, you know we wouldn't lie to you. We are honest men. And not only do all men give him a good report, not only does the truth give him a good report, but we are here to testify to you that we give him a good report. The apostle that laid his head and heard the heartbeat of God. The apostle that followed Jesus and was, as the Bible testifies of him, the disciple whom Jesus loved. The apostle who was at the Mount of Transfiguration and saw Christ as he truly was, the Son of God, God in the flesh, God incarnate. And Moses and Elijah come and talking to him. John, who would be in a few short years left on the Isle of Patmos. And he's going to be in the Lord's day, communing with Jesus. And Christ is going to come to him. And he's going to reveal to him the things that are going to happen in the last days. This same John writes to Gaius, and he said, listen, I'm telling you personally, this man has a good report. He is someone you can follow after. He is someone you can model your life after. He is someone, listen, that you can know he's going to do the right thing. And you know that we're telling you the truth. Demetrius, just what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 18, 21, 26, 29 words. 29 words spoken about Demetrius in the Bible. And what power you find in it. What a testimony. Listen, honestly, nothing more needs to be said. God completely said everything he needed to say about him. You know, we would like for God to say more and more and more, but honestly, if you don't accept what he said, I don't think you'd accept it if he even said more. We just look at it. He followed Christ. He abided in Christ. He presented his body a living sacrifice. Remember, the Apostle Paul has long been dead. Peter has long been dead. This is around 91-92 AD. All of those scriptures have been floating around for quite a while by now. Some of them as much as 30 years they've been floating around. So what I'm telling you is most of what we have in the New Testament has been floating around, and that truth speaks to Demetrius' good report. Not just the Old Testament. What a testimony. If God chose to write a report about you, could he say everything he needed to say in 29 words? Would it have the same weight and the same type of testimony as Demetrius's? I'm not saying this to discourage you, but to encourage you. That's all we know about him. Hey, I don't think he was a Bible scholar grad. He was probably just a simple person who loved God and served God. Amen? That means you can do it too. It's the choice you can make and we all can make. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. Thank you, dear Lord, for just the few words that you mentioned about Demetrius. And dear Lord, what a testimony. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd help us to be able to think about him this week. And dear Lord, be able to compare and think about what you would say if you was to write a report about our life. I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to draw closer because of this. For it's in Christ's name we pray. And amen. And amen.